Are you struggling to lower your bad LDL cholesterol, even though you may be taking a statin, swapping steaks for salads, and exercising while listening to this podcast? Ask your doctor if Repatha Evolocumab is right for you. With Repatha, you can dramatically reduce bad cholesterol and the risk of another heart attack while enjoying life too, because you're human. And with convenient self-administration, you can take Repatha in the comfort of your own home. Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Repatha can cause serious allergic reactions. Signs include trouble breathing or swallowing, or swelling of the face. Most common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site. Visit Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA. Talk to your doctor today about Repatha.
Welcome to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com, your daily morning podcast, updating you on everything you need to know to win your fantasy baseball league. Here's your host, Brian Entricken.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Entricken, a.k.a. KC Bubba. You can find me on the Twitter at BDEntrick, BDEntrick. Here to recap Tuesday's action on the diamond to get you ready for Wednesday, May 1st. Full day of action, start to finish. Day games, night games, the whole works. Lots of fun in that regard. So let's kick it off recapping the news and notes from Tuesday. And we'll kick it off with the big one, Mike Trout, Los Angeles Angels, Anaheim, heading to the IL because he needs meniscus knee surgery, which is not great. He has a torn meniscus, which usually takes about 6 weeks, give or take. The severity of the injury, we'll wait and see how this goes. Could be longer. They don't fear it's season ending for Trout, but it definitely doesn't look great. So I'll have to see how the surgery goes and assess the situation from there. Mickey Moniak got the start on Tuesday. He'll be the primary center fielder for the Angels. They did require Kevin Pillar, who was DFA'd by the White Sox recently. So Pillar and Moniak could have a platoon situation in the outfield potentially. Keep an eye on that. If Moniak plays a lot, he's deeply relevant. But otherwise, not a whole lot here besides it just sucks having one of the best players in baseball miss more time yet again. Some prospect news. Tyler Black of the Milwaukee Brewers got called up on Tuesday, which is great to see. In the preseason, some of us thought he'd make the team as a starting third baseman for the Brewers. That did not take place. He's shown a good hit tool in the minors, a little bit of power, tons of speed, stole well over 60 bags combined between AA and AAA last season, which is great for Tyler Black. Usually a third baseman, the Brewers said Black will play primarily first base and DH while he is up. So we'll see how that goes as a left-handed hitter. Maybe he'll play first base or DH while Hoskins plays first or first base or DH first right-handed pitching. That'll be wait to be to seen. But Black did not start on Tuesday as a lefty was on the mound, but did come in with a lefty left and play DH. Gary Sanchez started at DH. Tyler Black took his spot. Black went 2-for-4 with a double and a run scored in his MLB debut. So lots of top talent with Tyler Black out of the three prospects that have been called up in the last 2 days, with Tyler Black, Joey Loperfido, and Jordan Beck. Black looks like the one that most of us think is highest on that list, but time will tell. If you go to pitcherlist.com, Matt Heckman will have you covered with all the dynasty information and get you ready to who is worth targeting for Fab this weekend. Nolan Jones of the Colorado Rockies was officially placed on the IL Tuesday with his back injury. We talked about it yesterday. It was going to happen. It officially happened. No timetable for the return from Jones. I've been sitting thinking about this. When it comes to back injuries, they can linger. He's been dealing with it already for a while. This feels like more than just the minimal IL stint. This feels more like a 2 to 4 week thing, maybe closer to the 4 week situation. Let it fully heal. You don't want a Chris Bryant situation with Nolan Jones. Get him back and see where it goes. So that'll give Jordan Beck plenty of time. And he got the start on Tuesday. Jordan Beck went 2-for-4. So that could be an interesting situation there. Hunter Goodman did not get the start on Tuesday, and that's kind of a bummer. Johan Duran, we've been talking about this, got officially activated by the Twins on Tuesday and picked up his first save of the year on Tuesday night. Matt Bowman was DFA'd to make room for Duran on the Twins roster. Chaz McCormick of the Houston Astros has been a bit of a frustrating one this season. Some expectations for him after a nice 2023 year. He has struggled and as of late was starting to miss starts from time to time. Well, on Tuesday, we got a little clarity on why McCormick has been getting some extra rest. McCormick's been dealing with a hamstring soreness, not a full strain or a pull or whatever, just soreness. But this could lead to more time off for McCormick, maybe even an IL stint at some point in time. Joey Loperfido was, like we mentioned, was called up, first baseman in the minors, but the Astros are saying to be primarily an outfielder. Got the start on Tuesday in the outfield, so we'll see how that one continues to play out for McCormick and company. Garrett Cooper of the Boston Red Sox made his Red Sox debut on Tuesday. He then left the game after getting hit on the hand by a pitch. That is a bummer. Cooper, after the game, everything, Alex Cora said they dodged a big bullet. Cooper is just sore, but no structural damage, x-rays, all that was good. So hopefully Cooper's back in the next day or two. Vaughn Grissom was expected back on Tuesday as well, but now Vaughn Grissom has the flu and will miss the next couple of games. So hopefully we see Vaughn Grissom this weekend, maybe as soon as tomorrow. We'll see. But he'll be back soon. He's healed from his injury. Now he's battling the flu. Bobby Dalbec got the start at second base for Grissom. Dalton Jeffries of the Giants will make the spot start on Wednesday against the Boston Red Sox in place of Blake Snell. Jeffries has already been up once this year. It made the most sense because he's on the 40-man roster, even though most of us wanted Mason Black to get the call-up. Black is not on the 40-man roster since it's likely just a one-start deal. There's no point in DFAing a player just yet. Mason Black will get his chance at some point this year. We're saying it's hopefully a one-start deal because Blake Snell is throwing a bullpen on Wednesday. Snell said even the injury when it occurred feels like the minimal IL stint. They got ahead of the situation. He's throwing a bullpen on Wednesday, so if all goes well, he may return next time through the rotation. Jake Berger of the Miami Marlins has been out with an oblique injury, and he is set to start a rehab assignment on Wednesday, which is great to see. Obviously, it might take a few games, but we might get Berger back as early as this weekend, if not the beginning of next week. Braxton Garrett of the Miami Marlins is set to throw, hopefully, his final rehab start on Wednesday. Some thought he'd make a start this week. That did not happen. Garrett will start in AAA on Wednesday. He's set to throw 5 innings or 75 pitches, which will lock him into a start next week, barring any setbacks with the Miami Marlins. Jose Abreu. It's been a fall from grace for the old man. Father Time seems to be catching up with Abreu. And on Tuesday, Abreu was sent down to West Palm Beach, the spring training site for the Houston Astros, a la the Alec Manoa project. This is what the Jays did at Manoa last year. The Astros want Abreu to go to West Palm Beach to get as many of his bats as he can to try to figure out what's going on. Time will tell with that situation. John Singleton started the game at first base on Tuesday night for the Astros and hit a home run. Loperfido could play first base. We already said the Astros want Loperfido to play the outfield, but he would fit in the absence of Abreu as well. Yariel Rodriguez of the Toronto Blue Jays. This is a bummer, and he struggled. There's high expectations, pitched well early, but struggled recently, especially on Monday. So on Tuesday, news came out that Rodriguez has been dealing with a back issue, and then he was placed on the IL with a thoracic spine inflammation. This explains a lot. Zach Pop was activated, was called up to take Rodriguez's spot on the roster. We'll see where this goes with Rodriguez, but for now, probably a drop in most formats between the innings and now the back issue. The juice may not be worth the squeeze on this one. Jared Walsh, who had a little bit of a cup of coffee there with the Rangers until Nathaniel Lowe came back. He was DFA'd. Well, the White Sox signed Jared Walsh to a minor league deal. Perfect landing spot for Walsh because the White Sox need all the help they can get. So we might see him in the big sooner than later. Masataka Yoshida, the Boston Red Sox, he's been having a lot of playing time issues of late. That's the nicest way I can say it. Got to play over the weekend, and then on Sunday jammed his hand hitting in his second at bat. He'll see a specialist on Wednesday, a hand specialist on Wednesday. Yoshida will see the specialist and get an MRI to further assess the damage or the situation surrounding the hand, which might lead to an IL stint. Starling Marte of the New York Mets was reinstated from the bereavement list on Tuesday, sending Mark Vientos back to AAA. Max Scherzer was cruising. Great first rehab start. Was scheduled for a second rehab start this week. Maybe one more before returning to the Rangers. That has been put on hold now for Scherzer. Scherzer's been dealing with thumb soreness and has been shut down, hoping to regain throwing later this week. Yu Darvish was activated from the IL on Tuesday for the Padres. Made the start through 5 innings, strong innings, and struck out 3. Steven Matz of the St. Louis Cardinals continues to struggle. And now it comes out he's been dealing with back issues off and on. And that is why he left early in Tuesday's start. Matt's likely, I'm guessing, I wouldn't be shocked if we see Matt's going to the IL anytime soon. All right, before we check out the highlights of the day and take a look at Wednesday's action on the diamond, let's take a quick break and hear from our sponsors. And welcome back to the First Pitch Podcast brought to you by PitchList.com. I'm your host, Brian Inchkin, a.k.a. KC Bubba. Some hitting highlights from a Tuesday. Wenceslas Perez had a big day for the Detroit Tigers. Perez, 3-for-4 with 2 home runs, 3 runs scored, 3 RBIs and a walk. Perez is now hitting .302 with 3 homers and 2 steals and 48 plate appearances. There was some intrigue with Perez when he first got called up, but the playing time was wishy-washy. He's starting to play regularly the last, like, 4 days or so. Keep an eye on that. He could be a fun fab target this weekend. The Bubba and the Bloom mascot, the one, the only, Luis Ringifo, getting it done. There are benefactors to injuries with Rendon going down. Ringifo has been the primary third baseman, now hitting 5th in back-to-back games. And on Tuesday, Ringifo went 3-for-4 with a home run, a run scored, 3 RBIs, and a stolen base. That's a combo meal, folks. Ringifo is now hitting .313 on the season with 2 home runs and 9 stolen bases. Josh Smith of the Texas Rangers continues to be quite productive at third base. He's the reason Ezekiel Duran's been useless in this situation. Smith went 2-for-3 with a home run, 2 runs scored, an RBI, and a walk on Tuesday. He's now hitting .317 on the year with 2 home runs, 14 runs scored, and 14 RBIs. Smith has been very nice at a depleted third base position this fantasy season. Make sure you check out the Daily Batters Box article on PitcherList.com for more details on the day's top hitters. Some starting pitching highlights from Tuesday. My goodness, there's revenge games, and then there's a Jack Flaherty revenge game. Jack Flaherty, 6 2/3 shutout innings against the St. Louis Cardinals. Flaherty allowed 2 hits with 1 walk and 14 strikeouts. Do the quick math on that. Flaherty got 20 outs total, 14 punchies. Flaherty had a 24 whiffs with a 46% CSW on only 93 pitches. Flaherty was locked in, folks. Through 6 starts this year, Flaherty has a 4 ERA that might stand out, but there's a lot better stuff under the hood. 2.18 xFIP. Sierra is just around that ballpark as well. And he has 50 strikeouts and 36 innings pitched. Flaherty's been outstanding. Ryan Feltner went 8 innings, 3 earned 5 hits, no walks, 3 Ks on Tuesday against the Marlins. The worst part was Feltner entered the 9th throwing a Maddox, and then it unraveled. The Rockies had a 5-run lead, and Feltner left without the win. That is crazy. Feltner had 6 whiffs and a 21% CSW on 89 pitches. He's been a guy that things look a little unlucky as well. You look at the 5.13 ERA on the season for Feltner. There's a 3.86 xFIP with 33 Ks and 33 1/3 innings pitched. Cole Reagans dominated on Tuesday for the Royals. 6 2/3, 1 earned run, 4 hits, and 3 walks for Reagans with 9 strikeouts. Reagans had 14 whiffs and a 30% CSW on 105 pitches. Reagans has now made 7 starts this year with a 3.44 ERA, a 3.09 xFIP with 46 Ks and 36 2/3 innings pitched. Make sure you tune into the Plus Pitch Podcast with Nick Pollock and read his daily SP Roundup to get caught up on all things starting pitching. Some relief pitching highlights from Tuesday. Ryan Helsley picked up his 10th save of the year for the Cardinals, first 1-10 that I'm aware. Well, we have another one on the show we'll talk about in a minute. Jacob Webb picked up his first save for the Orioles as Cano and Colomb got the day off. James MacArthur saved 7 for the Royals. Jorge Lopez, his second save for the Mets, as Edwin Diaz had the day off. Johan Duran picked up his first save of the year. Jeff Hoffman, his second save of the year for the Phillies. Mason Miller, save number 8 for the A's. Got to sit down and watch that one before I recorded Bubba and the Bloom. Ryan and I watched it together online. My goodness, Mason Miller, that was just pure filth against the Pittsburgh Pirates. It's amazing. Pumping 101, 102, and then an 89-mile-an-hour slider. It's not fair. Not fair, folks. Robert Suarez picked up his 10th save of the year for the Padres. There's your number 10 again. And then Andrés Muñoz, his 5th save of the year for the Mariners. Back-to-back days with saves for Munoz. Make sure you read the Daily Reliever Ranks article on PitcherList.com for more information about all things relief pitching. All right, let's talk a little DFS. There's 8 day games, 7 evening games. Let's talk about the 7 evening games starting at 6:35 p.m. Eastern time. Pitching, Shota Umaga at the New York Mets. Corbin Burns against the Yankees. Cutter Crawford versus the Giants is too sweet. And then Rotary Munoz getting the start for the Marlins against the Colorado Rockies. I'll go right back to that. Well, some bats I'm looking at. Give me the Red Sox versus Dalton Jeffries. Marlins versus Dakota Hudson. Baltimore versus Luis Eel. Some things I'm looking forward to on Tuesday. Bailey Ober, after that first bad start, has been outstanding. Looking to see if he can keep the good times rolling versus the Chicago White Sox. Chris Sale versus Emerson Hancock. Sale's been great this year. Ryan Bloomfield dropped a nugget on Bubba and the Bloom on Tuesday night that after Luis Castillo's dominating start on Tuesday, the Mariners have gone 18 straight starts with their starting pitchers allowing two earned runs or less. Let's see if Emerson Hancock can keep that going on Wednesday. Luis Eel versus Corbin Burns as this Yankees-Orioles series continues. Shoto Amanaga, my dude, Himanaga versus Jose Buto. That's a fun one. Tristan McKenzie versus Verlander. McKenzie's smoke and mirrors. Verlander's just old. Looking forward to seeing how that one plays out. And then a little nightcap action in the desert. Yamamoto versus Jomo. Jomo got scratched from Tuesday start because of the beehive situation, the two-hour delay. Supposedly, Jomo's going to throw on Wednesday. If not, it'll be Zach Gallen probably. So just keep an eye on that situation. But Yamamoto in the desert versus Jomo would be a fun one for sure. That'll do it, folks. Another episode of the First Pitch Podcast in the books. Make sure you all go to pitcherlist.com, PL Plus, PL Pro. You won't regret it. You should sign up, become a member today. Get in the awesome Discord. Get the new tools like PLV Plus. Get extra content like the weekly Fab Pitching Podcast by Nick Pollock. And there's much, much more. There's much there, more there now. Much more coming out. There's projections. There's all kinds of cool stuff in PL Plus and PL Pro. So I highly recommend it. Go check it out there at pitcherlist.com. That'll do it, folks. I'll be back with you guys tomorrow to recap the May 1st action on the diamond and get you ready for Thursday. But for now, everybody, this is your First Pitch Podcast Wednesday, May 1st edition. Hope you all have a great day.
This has been the First Pitch Podcast brought to you by PitcherList.com. If you enjoyed today's episode, rate us on iTunes. Follow us on Twitter at PitcherList. And help support what we do by joining our Discord with PitcherList Plus at PitcherList.com/plus.